Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. How's it going, everybody? Hope everybody's doing well on this Thursday. Hope your week is wrapping up well for you. Hope all is going well with your families and your loved ones. We're back again. Today episode, we're going to get into some actual mindset stuff. And we're going to cover some stuff about a mindset adjustment that I think a lot of us probably don't realize that we need to make or that we actually struggling with. But before we get started, everybody at the sound of my voice, within the sound of my voice, please go in the description, subscribe, follow, like, share the podcast. Also, tomorrow we will be submitting the actual donation to St. Jude. We've got all the money. We've raised it. Thanks everybody who's contributed to it. Really appreciative of that. Man, that was big for everybody to just chip a little. So going forward, I have other ones that I really hope everybody takes a part of and actually allow us to be able to change people's lives. So today's episode, we want to talk about this thing in detail, and it's called POUR, and not just POUR the word, but the acronym of POUR, which encompasses the word, which is passing over opportunities repeatedly. Passing over opportunities repeatedly. And we're going to talk about four different topics within this, which is what is truly a POUR mindset, being morally POUR, what does it mean to be physically POUR, and last but not least, we have to value what we have and who we are. So the first part of that, a POUR mindset. What's truly a POUR mindset? A POUR mindset is somebody or someone who constantly don't have a true awareness of things that are for them. We get granted a lot of opportunities in this world, but a lot of opportunities that don't happen often. But when the opportunities come about, sometimes the opportunities don't come about with, you know, you just participating freely. Maybe you have to give something. And we'll look over that or we'll pass over and say, well, no, I want something that's a little bit different than that. So we'll pass it, right? Which is fine. And that's life. And then another opportunity will come that doesn't require anything but you to pay attention. And then we won't do that one because now our attention is basically being held by something else or the attention we have to pay. We don't have the time for it, right? So, and then another way is that we want the opportunity to be presented to us before we even take advantage of said opportunity, meaning that we want somebody to give us an opportunity. Like, here's the opportunity. Here's in your face. This is what it looks like. Only thing you have to do is sign here. And we'll pass over that opportunity that was not given to us, but the opportunity that required us to get in our car, drive to the school, talk to the counselor, talk to the coach or whoever, and be able to take full advantage of that opportunity. So for somebody who has a POUR mindset, it is someone who actually wants things to be given to them, and they want the opportunity to be perfectly for them. And it has to be almost something that's guaranteed. So your mindset of being POUR is that you're not willing to invest in the fact that you may have to do a little something to get ahead. You might not walk into an opportunity. You may have to actually sign up for it, put a little money behind it. You may have to do something that you're unwilling to do in order to reach your opportunity. Sometimes it's as simple as working harder. But instead of doing that, we'll maintain our POUR mindset and then wonder why we can't have the lifestyle we want or the actual outcome we want or maybe the actual reverence we yearn for. And we don't realize it's because we're passing over opportunities repeatedly. And as a result of such, we don't realize that morally we're missing something. You ever heard somebody come up to you and say that, you know, morally, you know, they're empty, or morally they're broke, or somebody mentions somebody, I mean, like morally, man, they don't have it together, or, you know, somebody's not quote unquote in the right place mentally, right? What they're really trying to say is that being morally poor is that you don't even have a certain set of standards or morals that guide you from a day to day. Like, if somebody were to ask you, when something gets hard, what do? You don't really have a response. You're like, well, you know, I just don't make it hard for myself. I just kind of, you know, I'm good. You know, you don't have a real response. You have no plan. You have no action. Like, you, in your brain, you have no way to break that down. Somebody came to you with a dire situation of, hey, man, I'm going through this. Can you give me a little advice? You don't have anything to give them because you don't have anything morally guiding you. You don't have any type of direction in your system, in your makeup. And it's not your fault. Entirely. It is your fault to a percent, but not your fault entirely. Sometimes it's how you were raised. Sometimes it's where you grew up at. Sometimes it's the people around. Sometimes it's the thing that you don't know you need. You know, like, you just don't know what you don't know until you don't know that you don't know, right? And somebody who's hearing that knows what I'm talking about. And as a result, you're morally poor. So you have nothing to give because you don't have anything inside to be able to actually contribute. And instead, you rather, quote unquote, keep it safe or keep it to yourself as far as like how you handle situations. So you won't be exposed or put in a place where morally you can't really get out of it if you had to go experience that. Which is why you will pass an opportunity, because the opportunity may just require you to get out of your comfort. The third part of this talk is physically poor. Now everybody can relate to physically poor, and this part I really enjoy, because now we can put some actual tangible things with it. I don't have the house I want. I don't have the partner I want. I don't have the actual car I want. I can't travel like I want to. I don't have the finances I want to have. You know, I'm physically, I don't have the tangible things that deem me not to be poor. As a result, I'm limited in what I can do in my mind. And as a result of that, I will seek a win, because of the fact me seeking a win or getting a win makes me feel better. And that win could be something as simple as buying shoes, going out to the restaurant and buying a dinner for yourself. You know, like, little wins. You know, I may spend $400 on shoes, but I wouldn't put $400 in my, you know, savings in order to put a down payment on a car I really want. Like, you know, so physically we're poor, so we're searching for those wins. Because the losses are losses for us. They're not lessons, they're just losses. So when you don't have something and you always get presented with certain opportunities and you're like, man, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense for me at this moment, because how I am, you know, structured, how I'm living, I can't really look to the future. I'm kind of dealing with it right now. My lights may not be on, you know, next week or whatever. So that physically poor situation leads to you passing over opportunities because you just can't deal with it right now. Although you've done the right now, dealing with the right now for the past 10 years, and the right now has got you back to this point right now where you're physically still poor. So, and everybody probably looks at this and says, well, you know, man, some stuff is easier said than done. I'm gonna speak for me. When I decided to go and figure out my life, it wasn't easy. I had to be successful in what I was trying to go accomplish. I feel like I had to be. I was not going to go back to the house. I wasn't going to go back home. I wanted to make sure I was going to take full advantage of the opportunity that presented itself. So failure wasn't even an option. And to be honest with you, a lot of people who, quote unquote, you're not aware of, but that I'm pretty aware of, put it behind my name of the fact that I would probably fail at whatever I'm about to do or try to do. But nobody comes where I'm come from and does what I'm doing, unless you dribble, can tackle somebody, you can run really fast. So using your brain to get somewhere was ridiculous. I know that sounds crazy. People might think I'm capping on that, but I'm not. Like, If anybody listening to this, I promise you, man, you start speaking knowledge and talking about how you got somewhere using your mind, people gonna say, oh yeah, man, you different. You had this going for you. What, are you smart? No, dude. Like, I just really work hard. Like, I wasn't even the, you know, in my mind, I wasn't the smartest person, period. You know, but I had a desire to go do something outside of myself. One thing I can always rely on, I can always fall back on, and maybe it comes to my years of playing sports, but is that I was not going to be outworked. And you guys, anybody who knows me, I say this all the time, anybody who knows me, you will never outwork me. Ever. And that's my gift and my curse, and I know that. So physically, me being poor wasn't even an option. It was going to happen. If I had to go get these 16 hours of classes in and try to go catch this 30 hours a week for this part-time gig and come back and get these hours in studying and go make these grades and then, you know, try to find some peace in there somewhere, I was going to go find it. I was willing to sacrifice now for later. And that's the difference of being physically poor, where we're so stuck in a physical state that we can't really see future, because if we can't touch it, see it, you know, and it just doesn't walk past us, we don't really have that foresight, right? So as a result of that, the last piece is that we have to value what we have and who we are. A lot of us don't even know our own value. A lot of us don't even know our own value. We want something, we're trying to get to a point, but we don't even know what our value is. Oh man, here he goes talking about value. You know, man, well, that's just here, that far-fetched stuff. No, legit. What do you think you're worth to somebody for a job that you want to do? What do you think you're worth to the world? What do you think that you have to offer that nobody else can offer? Who are you? What are you? What's your actual expense out here? When somebody said, hey man, I need you for this, you can say, well, this is what I cost. And a lot of times we think our value is always tied up in money. I say, this is what I cost. I may cost this. I may cost the fact that you have to mentor me and tell me something and show me something and teach me something I do not know. For nothing, if I do this task. But we don't know our own value. We're trying to get out of being poor morally. We don't even know our value. So as a result of not knowing our value, we can't even deem to understand how to really get out of that aspect of being poor. So when you're always sitting here and you're trying to wonder, how do I truly change my mindset of being poor and trying to overcome the morals that I have or do not have, and to be physically adjusting my poor mindset or state that I'm actually in order to get to a place I'm trying to get to, because I'm working really hard to get there, you have to determine the value of what you are and who you are. Because once you determine your value, you'll be able to put a plan and put an actual ideology behind how you're going to get to the next place. Thank you. I want to give a thanks for everybody who's listening and everybody who got a chance to press play today. And I really appreciate everybody who's supporting the channel and sharing the podcast and listening. And I'm hoping today, man, you were able to get something out of passing over opportunities repeatedly. And going forward, we will continue to drop content. Please check out the Instagram, the TikTok page, YouTube. Should be getting some popped on it this week. And if you have any questions, concerns, or issues, man, just know you can always reach out to me. I'm here. I'm available. And I really hope everybody wraps their week up on a high note. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a blessed one. I'll catch you in the next one.